Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, well, okay, this is the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're still trying to get it together. I wanted you to hear what it's like behind the scenes, trying to get this shit to come together.
Wait, Gandhi's rolling a chair around to the other side of the room.
Back.
What's going on?
See, we have a guest. Ben Mandelker. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, Ben Mandelker, yeah.
Mandelker. So we have a guest here. So when we have a guest in here, it throws everything off the track. So, Ben, we're doing this just for you. I just want you to be impressed at the
operation. I deeply appreciate it.
All right. There's a reason why Ben is here. We'll get to that as soon as we get our day figured out. All right. So the rule of thumb on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast is I'm at home. We're all on Zoom. If I don't see you, you can't be on the podcast.
All right, I'm out. Bye, everybody.
No, get on. Get in the camera.
We're doing it.
Go by Andrew. I've rolled this chair around this studio so many times.
What do you look like?
Oh, get in the camera. We're not doing a podcast without Gandhi. Ben, you ought to come back tomorrow.
No. That's fine. I'm here all week.
Gandhi, why don't you come in here with me?
Never.
No. Ill, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The chair is being rolled up to. Okay. There you go. Beautiful. So I see Scary, and I don't see Scary now. Now he's eliminated from the podcast.
I'm here in spirit. All good.
Oh, no, you can talk. I'm kidding. Anyway,
also,
welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
You can't hear me because I don't have a microphone.
I can't hear you.
You need a microphone. Gandhi, you need a microphone. You need to be heard.
What's up?
All right. By the way, 15 minutes over. Thank you for listening. All right, so it was, several weeks ago, Andrew and Scotty scurried out to the iHeartRadio podcast awards, right?
Yes.
They were up for an award for the Serial Killers podcast. They did not win.
Nope.
They did not win.
Aww.
But we did find someone who did win. The co-host of Watch What Crappens. the winner of the Best Pop Culture Podcast at the 2024 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards, woo, Ben Mandelker is here. Yes. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Wow. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.
All right. So you and Ron co-host the Watch What Crappens podcast. Tell everyone what it's about if they've never caught it.
So the Watch What Crappens podcast is a comedy pop culture podcast. We focus on Bravo TV. We put out a million episodes a week, usually five, maybe eight episodes. And we basically recap everything on Bravo, every single thing. But we also sometimes will do like Game of Thrones, which is not unlike The Real Housewives, I'd like to add. And, you know, we've done like Selling Sunset, or like we've sort of gone off network here and there. But we're into Bravo.
Well, Bravo must love you.
You know, at first, I don't think that they did. At first, they just saw us as this podcast that made fun of them. But then I think they realized that actually we like are obsessed with Bravo. And they're like, oh, wait a second. Yeah. So I think that Bravo likes us now.
Where did Gandhi go?
She's rolling around.
She's a nomad.
This is what you're going to look like when you have one of those old people's, like, what are those things?
A little rascal.
Anyway.
A steady cam.
Okay, so when Diamond found out you were coming in today, Ben, she wet herself.
You don't even understand.
Okay, because she is our local Bravo freak.
Yes.
Talk to Ben. Do you listen to Ben's podcast?
Of course. Are you kidding? Ben and I just spent 30 minutes talking about everything Real Housewives. I had to let him know, specifically, Real Housewives is my thing, okay? And we chatted it up so much that Andrew looked like he didn't know what was going on. But we'll save that for another time.
I'm a light Real Housewives watcher. I would say, listening to your podcast, I was telling Gandhi and Danielle this, I was saying, sometimes I just listen to the podcast instead of watching the episodes, because the impressions are really what does it for me.
We get a lot of that, actually. We get a lot of people who are like, I can't watch this show anymore, but I'm going to listen to you guys. I'll just stay up to date with you guys. Yeah. So, you know,
the Cliff's Notes, in a way.
Yeah.
But you're kind of bending it into your opinion of what happens on the episode. So it's really through the eyes of you and Ron.
Yeah. Basically, what we do is we just like recap. We say, this is what happened. And then a lot of times we just do these ridiculous impersonations that sound really nothing like The Real Housewives, but we just do them anyway.
Yes.
And people like it. And then we like pepper it in. And sometimes we get into like really the stupidest arguments, like the amount of arguments we get into over Summer House, talking about like Team Carl, Team Lindsay, and like for like 3 months we have an argument about it, and we get all into it. But
now,
it's great.
Has a housewife or someone from Bravo on these shows ever confronted you? Did you ever meet them, and what happened?
We've met several of them, and they are almost all down. We've never had a face to face, you know, confrontation where someone's like, "Shut the hell up." We have recently had an issue with a Real Housewife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you guys watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
No.
Never.
Andrew
that one
does.
I do. That one I do.
And Diamond,
so there was a big controversy on the recent season where this woman, Monica, who's a new cast member, it turns out she's pretty much like a con artist. And
okay.
She's like a grifter con artist, and she had secretly been maintaining like a troll account on Instagram and had been like harassing her castmates for like 3 years.
And, 3 years?
You know.
Man.
So it came
That's
out,
awesome.
Yeah. It came out in the season finale. It was probably the best season finale. Like, it was such a good piece of television. If it does not win an Emmy, I'm totally serious. It should be going up against Yellowstone. But
we should steal that idea.
So
we should start taunting each other.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead. So the rest of our castmates hate her. And so what we do is, on our podcast, every year we throw an award show and we give out awards for, like, you know, like best show, but also best villain, best newbie, things like that, you know. And so we nominated Monica as like best newbie and maybe one or two other categories, best villain. And Heather Gay, who we have a relationship with, she's really cool. I'm a fan of Heather Gay on the show, but she was so mad that we nominated her in our fake award show that she she unfollowed us.
Oh, she unfollowed
the podcast, she unfollowed Ronnie, and she unfollowed me. And I'm like, But you know this isn't a real award show, right?
Also, like, what are the award show? What is, isn't it called the Crappies?
It's called the Golden Crappies.
The Golden Crappies. Why would someone be upset because someone else was nominated for the Golden Crappies? Maybe she wanted a Golden Crappy.
And she was nominated. I think she even won one. But like, listen, I love her. If she wants to follow me again, she can follow me. We can hug it out. But I'm like, are you really upset right now about the Golden Crappies? Man. I mean,
see,
come on, girl.
This is what I'm loving, Ben. I'm loving that. So many people take these shows so seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I know Diamond does. I mean, she comes in looking all pissed off some days. I'm like, what's wrong? Did something happen with your family? No. Did you see Real Housewives of blah, blah, blah? I'm like, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that. And by the way, I just want to say, we've been doing our little award show for like over 10 years. And now I can officially say it's no longer a fake award show, because now that we have someone who got mad about the nominations, it means it's an official real award show.
It's real. It's real deals.
Real. Like, it matters.
How great. All right, so Diamond, what do you want to pick Ben's brain about? Go.
Oh, honey. Okay, so we started a conversation outside about favorite seasons of different franchises. We've bonded on the fact that we both love Roni, Real Housewives of New York, and I don't agree with the favorite seasons. His are what? 1 through 3 and then 8, I think?
I think my favorite season is like 1 through 13. Or no, I think like season 8, I think, is my favorite. I may have the number wrong, but it is the season where Countess Luann got engaged in a whirlwind romance with Tom D'Agostino. It's such an amazing, amazing just series of episodes. You don't even know.
These don't sound like real plot
lines.
Right?
Oh,
like
no,
the
it is.
Got engaged.
How do you know the guy that owns the cold cuts or whatever that
no,
is?
No, it's actually a different D'Agostino. Okay. Which, I mean, this woman, Countess Luann, she went from being...
She's a real countess, isn't she?
She was a real countess.
Really?
Her husband was a descendant of someone who created like the Panama Canal.
Some count.
Did she give herself the countess?
She married into it, and she was very prim and proper, and she used to be all about manners and class. She released a book called Class with a Countess. They got divorced.
Yes.
They got divorced, and she sort of like she had a whirlwind romance with this guy, Tom D'Agostino, who is not a supermarket heir. And then they got divorced, and then she decided to become a cabaret singer.
Oh,
and but then she got arrested.
It's the best. You can't make it up.
Actually, she got arrested, and then after that whole thing happened, she sort of like resurrected herself as a cabaret star. And so,
but wait. Why was she arrested, Ben?
According to her, she just had a few too many drinks in Palm Beach at a hotel. I don't know. Like she was apparently wasted at this hotel, and the staff had to like call security, and she was hauled out of the hotel in handcuffs. And they have this on security. She got out of the handcuffs, and as she's doing it, she tells the police officers, "I'm gonna kill you all."
Oh my god! Oh, time for it.
And then she goes. And she
time for a reset, Countess.
And then she goes on camera and talks about her night of incarceration and how they gave her a bologna sandwich that had a mustard packet in it.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That sounds good.
She's really been through it.
I have met her. I was on Good Day New York with Rosanna Scotto, and they're friends. And I met her. She was very, very, very nice. Very nice. I think she had just stopped drinking at that point, or she said she was stopping. But anyway,
she's my favorite housewife of all time.
I was gonna ask you.
All right.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. No. Just because that whole trajectory. How do you go from being like a countess who's all about manners to now she's like on TV talking about? And she, by the way, we didn't mention that she also slept with a pirate in the middle of it. A Johnny Depp pirate.
Yes. A real pirate.
A real
pirate who looks like Johnny Depp.
he wasn't a real
life. I gotta say,
a real pirate like robs ships and things.
Well, no, but someone who dresses like it unironically.
Oh, okay.
How is it unironic ever?
Well, meaning that, like, most people dress like a pirate if they're going to a costume party, and this guy was just dressing like a pirate because it was his look.
I'm upset.
Oh, it was his thing.
Who is the most bizarre? I mean, it would be hard to top this one. Who's the most bizarre housewife of all of them?
The most bizarre housewife. Gosh, there's so many. Okay, let's see. Diamond, we may have to do some, like, thinking here about who's... Because, like, Roni has a bunch of... I feel like there's some really, really weird one that's, like... we can't overlook.
I feel like it's on the like in front of you. It's Mary Cosby, the cult.
Oh yeah, thank you, thank you. There it is.
Hello,
Mary Cosby. Yeah. She runs an alleged cult, and she's married to her grandmother's husband.
What? So, what?
Thank you. Thank you. I knew there was something. I didn't want to go for like another low hanging fruit. That was it.
No, it's Mary.
None of this is real. I am sorry.
One of the biggest,
the writers are great, though.
Yeah, they really are.
You know, if you think about it, for me, one of the biggest blow ups last year in all reality TV was on Vanderpump with Scandoval,
yes.
Right? So here we are almost a year later. Do you know what's going on with these people? Do they look back and laugh and say, oh, that was some great TV? Are they all palling around in the background and they're all friends? Because I know there was a lot of shit that hit the fan.
I don't think that like Tom and Ariana are friends at all. And they never will be ever again. I don't know. I mean, I think what we're seeing on the season right now is like a bunch of the castmates are like, okay, we hate Tom Sandoval, but we have to film with him, so we just have to like figure this out because we're not going to ruin our jobs and we're not going to ruin our show because
of
him.
You don't think they high-five each other at some point and be like, yeah, look, we got all the press last year.
Oh,
let's
I'm
do this
sure.
again.
I'm sure like Lala and James, like I'm sure James was like at home be like, did you see the headlines? Oh, we're right here on the front page of the New York Post. You know, like I'm sure he was doing a victory lap.
Well, of course, that was huge. But I think what put all of that on the map for me was when Teresa flipped the table on New Jersey.
Well, that's classic. Teresa, I mean,
never
flipping that table.
Never lives that down, does she?
That was, Bravo will literally bring out that clip whenever they can. Like, you could be watching Vanderpump Rules, and like, Tom Sandoval will be like, you don't understand how hard it is for me. And Bravo will be like, yeah, like the time that Teresa flipped the table. And they'll be like, hey, that's a whole other show. Why are you showing
let's revisit that?
That?
Well, now, wasn't that long ago? She was a part of our show by calling in to one of the Bravo people. Who was with us?
We had Melissa and Joe Gorga on with us, and some Bravo people were standing by in the background.
Yeah.
And she was calling them.
Yes,
eating their ear off.
As the interview was going on, her name popped up on the phone. She was calling.
Oh.
So I was
it was like over and over.
Because
on like a podcast, we were live on the radio at the time.
And I think because she heard Melissa and Joe, she was probably like, well, I'd like my, you know... I want equal time.
Like, it's a political season, and we have to give all the candidates
equal time.
Right. Equal time,
kids. The act of flipping a table is so insane. I love it.
Yeah, no, Teresa, Teresa is not a very smart person, but she has given us years of great television. Years and years and years and years. She is still the star of that show. I mean, I'm not, like, a huge Teresa fan. But, I'm Team Melissa, to be honest.
Oh, honey!
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry.
Ask,
I wish I had a better hero on that, but yeah, I am Team Melissa. I think Teresa's like a monster. She's a monster.
I actually made a comment. Melissa was here. I said, it's my dream for one day, you, Melissa, and Teresa, when you're a bunch of old broads living down in West Palm Beach, I want to see you sitting on the front porch together, laughing, getting drunk, drinking your wine, getting your son, and being friends again. And Melissa looked at me and went, that ain't happening. Okay.
No, they've tried.
They've both been very nice to me personally when I've seen them. So I have to say, I've heard either one.
I've heard Teresa is the nicest person, actually. Everyone I know who's met her said that she is like literally the sweetest person. But I maintain that sweet people can be monsters. And I think that she...
To their own sister-in-law.
Well, I mean, like, if you... Like, it's hard. Like, when you talk about New Jersey, it's really... You're on one side or the other. And you just have to be on your camp. And you just have to defend it. And I just feel like... I've looked at the evidence. And I have to say, I have to be on Team Melissa on this one.
But see, Diamond, why are you on Team Teresa?
Just because I think that... You already said this. Teresa may not be the smartest person, right? So we're going to give her a little bit of wiggle room here.
Yeah.
If Melissa knows better, then she should do better, right? And so why do you continue to put yourself and your husband at this point, or allow your husband to put you, whatever way you want to look at it, in this situation where you cannot stand his sister? Okay. So why do you decide to work with her? I don't get it. Like, it's like... Do better. And Teresa was there first. So at the end of the day, if there's somebody who should leave the show, it should be the person who didn't contribute as much. And that's it.
Ooh. Well, Melissa is definitely not as good of a reality star as Teresa. But I think that we're about to see the new era of Melissa, because Melissa spent the past, decade trying to sort of do this quasi, I just want the family to be together. I just want to be friends. I want my brother to have his sister back. And now she's like said, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm sick of trying to pretend like I actually care about this person. And I think we're going to get the real Melissa now. Which will be hopefully more interesting.
A table flip, perhaps?
Or a hair flip.
Okay. Yeah,
look, congratulations again on the award, the 2024 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. The, what category was it? Oh, okay, Best Pop Culture Podcast. I don't want to mess that up. Of course, Ben and his partner, Ron. Is he your partner or your partner?
You know he is my he's my work partner, not my okay, not my love sure. partner.
My lover.
Although I love him, I love Ronnie, but we're not
the podcast. We want everyone to take part in Watch What Crappens. You can get it on the iHeartRadio app and wherever you get your podcasts. Ben, when everyone found out you were coming in, it really lit the fire. I mean, especially with Diamond and Andrew. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. This has really been great.
You bet.
Yay!
All right. We can put the furniture back where it was now. Thank you, Ben. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.